You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
What's happening? It's your boy P-Man back in here again. Mixed Nuts in the house. Another edition of Mixed Company Volume 3. Shout out, fellas. Give it up to them.
Shout out to the world. It's the Dame.
How y'all feeling out there? It's your boy Case. Good evening.
Case, listen, what's up? It's your boy P-Man, man. We in the house again. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Chilling, man.
Good, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Mixed Company coming at you, man. Sponsored by our people out here in Esco, man. We want to give a shout out to these guys, man, to Jack Up Brewery. You know what I'm saying? Our people's out there. I actually performed there a couple times, man. So mad love out to my man Michael and his beautiful wife, Carolyn. Want to give them some love, man. They've been in the game for a while, man. They've been rocking since 1994.
Oh, nice.
Brewery, man. They've been doing it out there. So that's
yeah, I got name. The Poway one they let us use, the Poway flavor. That's my favorite.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Now.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm rocking,
yeah,
with the Incognito IPA. Very tasty.
Yeah, indeed. That's what's up. My man Michael's cool, man. I performed for him, man. He showed me love, man. Real nice dude. Nice environment. I had a good time out there, man. He took care of your boys, so that was cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Shout out to Jacked Up.
Yeah, man. So what's going on, my peoples? What's good around here? Let's get it in, man. What's happening with you? You know,
ain't nothing going on. No.
Regular degular.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. What's doing? You talking about some
food? I was with my moms today. Shout out to my mama.
Mama.
We was laughing about how back in the day, the nighttime sosa's was so hot and like so captivating. Remember the Dynasty and
Oh, you talking about the old
Falcon Crest?
How far are we going back?
You talking about the '80s, isn't it?
I guess where it all started, it originated in the 80s. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
Dallas and then Knott's Landing and
oh my God. Did you Dallas was hard.
Who shot JR?
Yeah.
Man?
Sue Ellen. Man faked the death.
Yo, that stuff was crazy though, because they was rocking numbers with that junk.
Yeah.
Again, young folks, if y'all don't know nothing about this is soap operas back in the day, man. Before y'all had your little 90210s and all.
But speaking about the main reason why I watched Dallas, because Dallas was right before Dukes of Hazzard, which was the most racist show ever created.
It was great.
I didn't realize it until my adult life how racist Dukes of Hazzard was. First of all, they rode around with a car with the Confederate flag on the shit.
I didn't even think nothing about it.
That word. That's racism rolling on four wheels right there.
Well, we from the East Coast though, so we didn't know what that flag meant.
I brought it. I had it in my house.
Yeah, we didn't know what that meant.
But let's just touch on some stuff about that a little more. First of all, not only was there no black people in Hazzard County, there was no minorities, period, in Hazzard County.
It was hazardous for your ass.
You couldn't get
black.
No Chinese food. No, you couldn't catch an egg roll or nothing.
Yeah, it was just real primitive out there.
I didn't care about that. Then.
What was Boss Hogg in the Klan?
I don't know.
He was all white.
I'm going to say he wasn't because there was no minorities around.
That's always what you do. It's kind of like how
they handled. I mean, they would need somebody to pick on, right?
Like, right. I mean, and where was that actually at? Arkansas or something?
I think it was.
Racist town. You know, black people used to make a town so they could thrive and become bigger.
It was Hazzard County and then Racist County.
And only in a little hillbilly town could two boys go around blowing up cars with a bow and arrow and nothing happened.
You know what's funny, though?
Yo, I'm going to tell you why. Because I think Daisy was letting everybody She was giving up the Dukes.
Yeah, Daisy was on them Dukes. Yo, but I mean, every time the car jumps, what do you say? You take them bow and arrows out, some getting blown up, right?
They blowing up a car every week with no consequences, yeah. Right?
Defying to the law every week.
It used to freeze at the commercial. They jump in the air, like, what them Duke boys do now?
That car could withstand, like, death-defying drops and shit.
And the car would be crunched when it lands, and then the next episode, it's fixed and shining new.
Yeah, it's falling apart when it lands, like, and the next scene, it'd be all clean. Yeah.
One mechanic in the city.
The ding-a-ling cops, like, Roscoe Pico and Cuda.
Enos and Goofball Cops.
Yeah, all that was dumb.
Yeah, I ain't like that. But getting back to some other junk, man. Did you guys mess with Little House in the Perry?
I ain't mess with that, but I messed with Little House in the Prairie.
Yeah, that was a new one. That was a new one back then. There's two of them.
Yo.
That was a depressing ass show.
I used to like that show.
It was depressing, though, man.
The wild depression, huh?
I hated the way the lady that owned the store was all rude to everybody. Just,
she was.
Ain't
rude.
You trying to get everybody's business? And
nah, she was the only store in town, so she ain't care.
Only chicken in town. Buy my shit at all.
How you say, Keith? Google up.
Google up.
Oh, so yeah, that was depressing.
Word.
Love Boat. You mess with that?
I wanted to go on Love Boat. I always wanted to go to Puerto Vallarta.
Love Boat was it? That was kind of cool.
And I wanted a drink by Isaac.
But we forgot about the Jordan of the joints, though. Ooh. Dynasty was holding it down, bro. Dynasty was cold with it, though.
Yeah, but Dynasty was dope because it had black people in it for me.
Oh, yeah. What was her girl's name? Diamond. What was her name?
Dominique.
Yeah, she was fun.
Then she slapped.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, they had a big
that slap off.
Well, everybody was getting slapped. Crystal got slapped.
Yeah,
she got slapped by Alexis.
It was groundbreaking because they'd be like, you bitch. And they'd be like, oh.
Right. That was like the first time when you say, this is before actually bitch was flying out like nothing. He would say bitch back then. It was like, ooh. Oh, dun, dun, dun.
She smacked and called a bitch.
He slapped. You get slapped and fall in the pool or something.
Mom, like, you got to leave. Get out the room.
Yeah, what shows you didn't like, though?
Oh, I think I talked about this last time. MASH was number one for me. Like, I couldn't stand
it. It stayed on for like 2 hours, didn't it? You watch that?
I like the preface.
You tripping,
Vietnam
though.
Yo, man. Where the motherfuckers go when they get their legs shot off and shit?
They weren't in Vietnam, son. I don't know where they was at.
They was in Vietnam.
Nah, that's bullshit. They weren't in Vietnam.
Where they were at?
He was in somewhere else.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was in the 70s. Man.
Yeah, they went in Vietnam.
It was in the Viet Cong. It was somewhere
out. Google that, man.
Google
it. Somebody back me up on this, man. MASH was in Vietnam.
Yeah, seriously, kid? You actually liked that?
I thought it was good.
Yo, man.
You tripping,
I've known this kid my whole life. I've never.
You was always sleep by then, man.
Right. Either that or that's how corny it was to put me to sleep.
I tell you some shit I did hate.
What?
Fucking Gilligan's Island.
You didn't like that?
I think
it was after a while I got
after
corny.
After a while,
besides the fact that
it was corny.
Ginger was hot and Marianne was hot.
They're the most prepared people that just went on a trip.
They be making full-on villages and cities where they can't put no bamboo together to make a raft to get the fuck out.
That's true.
They can't patch up the fucking ship to just get the fuck up out of there.
Not to mention. Not to mention. Yeah, Keith's just dropping them, right? Yeah,
he's mad at you. Like MASH, though, right? They got a cross-dressing sniper on down the squad.
Needs but not to mention, everybody ended up at Gilligan's Island. But they still didn't get
everybody come to visit, but nobody
but nobody
them
take them away. So
they left their dumb asses there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your dumb asses can't get up the island.
So who you think actually hooked up on the island, though? Who actually?
Skipper and Gilligan. Yeah. He told us something. Hey, little buddy.
Hey, you want to see my little buddy?
Pretty sure.
Because only the house was doing their thing, man.
I don't even think they were doing their thing.
I got
a theory, man. I think Mrs. Howe was the side piece, and he just happened to take on the cruise trying to floss, and then the ship, you know, they crashed, and he was stuck with her.
I don't think so.
Were?
Nah.
Okay.
It wasn't no Viagra back then.
That's true. They use coconuts or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Didn't the Harlem Globe try to show up there one weekend?
Yeah, that show was corny, man.
Okay, we'll get out of that.
I picked a good one.
Okay,
he did pick the good one.
MASH, though. He tripping on that, though. So.
I tell you, you know what's stupid for all the people of age? Alf.
It was a dumbass show. It was really silly. I didn't even like that or Punky Brewster.
I ain't never watched that.
I ain't never watched. Y'all killing me, man.
You seen
the
trouble before?
Man.
You had to watch that?
Nah, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, sister?
They had a preview.
I was in. Nah.
I forget that.
He just slide me to the left.
Who was your crushes?
Like, ooh.
Crushes.
Oh, we talking 80s on up?
80s, 90s, and then.
Okay, 80s on up? Or a little late 70s on up?
Wow.
Now again, we're showing our age here, so if you, yeah, you just enjoy
the
ride.
We'll take it through the above.
My first crush was Janet Jackson on Different Strokes.
What?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say his penny. I'm like, you are Kelly bastard.
Come on, man. Y'all okay, everybody just say word when I drop it. I mean, Thelma, man. Come on, Thelma was hot.
Yeah, we say in the 80s though. That's why I'm like,
I mean, that ain't gotta be 80s. It could just be late 70s on her.
Then it's Thelma for sure.
But I'm gonna go all over the place though, so I'm gonna say
my girl
Kelly Pukowski, whatever her name was.
Who the fuck is that?
That's on Saved by the Bell.
Nope.
Got y'all tripping, man.
Do it for me.
She was cool. You ever watch Blossom from Six? Was you
that big nose?
not her. I'm talking about her homegirl Six.
Nope. Oh, when she got older.
When she got bad. Yeah.
Nah, she ain't do it for me either.
Nah. I'm gonna tell you what's happening.
Charles in Charge. What was that one blonde chick? Two blondes.
What?
I told you I'm going deep.
Remember Pinky Tuscadero on Happy Days?
Not enough to get a crush on her, though.
She's hot there. The side, though. She had the fucking bandana side.
What?
She ain't doing for me either, sir. She was hot, though. She ain't doing for me. I was like Denise Huxtable.
Oh.
Yeah, Denise was hot. You ain't like old girl. Who's the boss? What's her name? Sam.
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, she was nice. Even though she was young back then, I'm talking about straight. Who else was out there that was cute?
Mrs. Evans from Good Times. That gap.
Ain't nobody like. Ain't nobody like Flo with James.
Wow.
Oh, work.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Flo from Alice. Man, kiss my grits.
You see, y'all, we really showing our age right now. That's what. All right,
we gonna stop that.
That's what I did, man.
She wasn't that bad though.
Yo, she was. What was fun the, what was the she partied a lot of you.
Who was the dinghy? Stoic dinghy. Vera. Yeah. Y'all don't know nothing about that, man. Y'all know nothing about that. What about somebody today? You could probably throw in there.
Today.
Maybe sitcoms. You know, kind of
keep watching all day. I'm trying to figure out what I watch.
What? Who you think, Key?
Oh, no, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Ain't too much regular TV.
I'll throw a goofy one at you, though. Nah, you know, no homo, of course, but if you had to go back and we're talking early 80s, who you think was a dude you would like that guy's hands? I wish I was like that dude.
Nobody.
Okay.
Nah, your man Billy D. Williams.
Oh, Billy D. held it down. You know, Billy D. He was older though.
Yeah, but Billy D. was the Denzel of his day though.
Yeah, he was.
And
he
used to advertise malt liquor.
Word.
True.
Colt 45.
Yeah, that Colt 45. Even when they
did comedy skits, people used to lose their mind if you mentioned Billy D.
Billy D. You want my hand to fall off?
Yeah, Billy D. was the man back.
Billy D. was hard. He still is. I think Billy D. He's about as smooth as Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, Billy
smooth as 95 year old. You ever?
Yeah, smooth as malt liquor. So. Yeah, you want to open malt liquor back then. Bull come busting through the place, kill everybody in sight. Yeah,
Billy D had you getting lifted at the club, though.
He's like, yeah.
Did that make me?
Billy D. So,
what's the funny stuff you see in the club when somebody get really drunk? Or just funny stuff you see in the club in general? Like, I know for us, or for me anyway, one particular time, this shit happened quite a few times. You at the bar and your song come on. You hit the dance floor. You put your drink down, hit the dance floor. You come back and your drink is gone.
Oh, yeah. I used
to
hate
that. Pick up somebody else's drink. You don't know.
I did
you
that
sip
too.
It.
Oh, no, that's the shit.
He
pick
like,
up
yo,
somebody else's drink.
I used to hate that.
Yeah,
man.
I had to clear the drinks out when we hit the dance
club,
floor.
Man, it used to be. It was funny, though, because everybody in the club, you know what I'm saying? Not so much as cool. I just hated the sweaty dudes dancing and boogieing. Oh, I mean, he ain't even dancing with no one, but he going full out. You got the pits all moist and stuff. Come on, slow down, bro.
I hate the lower average dude. The dude that talks to every single girl that goes by. Hey, baby, how you doing, girl? Hey, baby.
Hey, where you going? Hey, girl.
Hey, baby, how you doing, girl? How you going? Hey, where you going? Hey, where you going? And somehow that dude always leave with a chick, right?
He play the numbers. He play the numbers.
If I ask 75 girls.
Man, but then, I mean, ain't nothing worse than getting it in. It's crowded. You know what I'm saying? You got just enough room to get your boogie on, but there's one dude upset because he don't have his own little area. Dude, it's packed in here, bro. Why are you frowning, man?
He's disobeying crowded club etiquette, right?
Yeah, he's mad.
When you're in a club and it's crowded, you know, you got enough room for two steps. Two steps, you can break it down a little bit.
I can't keep you the boogie down. You need four steps.
That's what I'm saying.
But I got four steps within
if you that dude.
There got to be somebody always trying to get their shit on. You can dance and shit all up in the shit like, ah, yo, homeboy.
I mean, to the point he want to get kicked out. Now he mad. There ain't no room in here, bro. You know, it's snug. It's nuts the butt in here. You know,
I used to hate coming in the club and you see somebody. You be like, damn, how you get that drunk?
Like, yeah, and it's only like 10.
Yeah. Wow, barely standing up and security let him walk by.
He still got a drink in his hand. On.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, what's up? And he trying to talk. His breath is hot.
Yeah, man.
You can see his breath.
Oh yeah, I hate them touchy drunks too.
Oh man,
them touchy drunks. You just want to hook off, like, yo,
yo,
man,
get away from me,
yo,
dog. Get away from me.
I was telling you.
Yo, I was telling you. They all close to you. They like, lip graze your ear because they talking mad close to you. Like, yo, step off me,
huh? Yeah, you feel all the moistness in your ear, like, yeah, yo, man.
Man.
Each particle, each verb he says, you're like, yo, I was.
Yo. You ever been so drunk though? You had to dance, come back to life. I've been a few times. Absolutely. Where that, a couple of them songs come. They play a nice little set, and you in there, you already bent. You can barely get to the dance floor, but after a while, get your boogie on, your heart rate go up, and then you back again. You back in the game. You like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What about you talking, the girl talking to you, you really don't want to talk to her, and the song come on, that's dope. You hit her with the, yo, save me a dance.
Exactly. You gonna save me a dance, right? I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. Where you going? Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. What's the coolest thing you ever did in the club, though? I had a cool way to meet people. We ain't really talk to nobody. We ain't gonna walk up. But I go by you, and I start boogieing, and I bump into you, and I just start to flavor.
That shit ain't cool.
The whole way you explained it, everything.
You shut up, we.
Visual.
No. No, man. Let me do me.
That shit is not cool.
That works, bro.
It worked?
Yeah, I was like 8-0 on that one. Y'all don't know? Google it.
I ain't never did that, son.
Yo. You did
Dan
it.
Dan was always a tall ass. Just came
every
back
time you go hitting the strobe lights. He's 7 feet.
He's squinty. He must be somebody. Right.
I'm not 7 feet.
He's 7 feet. David's 7 feet.
Nah, he's close to
all the strobe light honeys at the lookout.
Never had no close jeans that fit him. You can see his ankles every time. He's long ass.
Anybody that know me know way better than that.
Okay, he ain't 7'2". He's 6'12". Yeah, but the club was. Yeah, I was like, yo, club time, baby. But you know. What was some of your, can you remember some of them dope ass songs you used to get in? Like, what was a hype song that you would hear and you just like, yeah, it's go time?
You know what? On top of the Busta Rhymes, put your hands where my eyes can see you can get me on the floor all the time.
I think the choice is yours.
Oh, the Black Sheep.
Yeah, when that come on, I was like, okay, watch out. You know,
you gonna catch your elbow because when they start counting.
Oh yeah, it's on.
Pick it up.
And that's another thing. You extra dancing ass dudes. You gonna go past the ladies and you want to be in there battling your other homeboy. Everybody trying to get their chill 1-2 on and stuff, but no, you want to come off the top, do the, you know, the Thomas Flair and all this. Yo, calm down, bro.
But you know what? I don't think they dance with girls no more like that.
Yo, what kind of world is it?
Like,
but you don't dance with a girl.
Yeah, when dudes is dancing in circles by
themselves. Yeah, man, that's weird,
normal.
Man.
That's just corny, where, man. Don't do that.
Where's the time to meet the chicks?
Yo.
I don't know. That's new.
This is a question for all y'all DJs out there. When did they stop playing slow songs in clubs?
Word. Nothing was better.
That was how you pulled the girls back.
That was you got your little simple.
They slowed it down, right? They slowed it down.
You didn't have to dance all night.
All right, fellas.
The slow jam came on. You're like, all right.
You hit this always and forever. You was like, oh, where my pen at, dog?
Yo, send me a slow jam.
Get something to drink real quick.
If you miss a slow jam, it was a whack night for you.
That's a good question, D. That's a good question.
Dancing ass dude. You
it just faded out of nowhere, too.
They took it out.
It's some people like, they used to play slow songs?
Yeah, no. I think it was on a voting bill.
You
had to vote for that. They took it out of there. It was an amendment.
I think it started fading out right when the Dirty South started really rocking that Master P junk. They had a feeling the circuit.
It killed
it. That was
tough.
It made people step up their game because you couldn't get
I
the
thought
show
that was
dance.
A cool little break.
That was like 4 minutes of talking in somebody's ear.
You
going to hook up or you wasn't.
Yeah. And then, you know, you jock for the position after that because, you know, the joint got to come on and you go, okay.
Yep.
It's like a starting
game. The hot joint come on right after the slow joint.
Man, clubbing was cool, though. I mean,
they don't do that no more.
I went down to Vegas not too long. I mean, it was a while back because my club days are over, man, but. We went to the club, man. That old boom, 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 boom. I'm like, yo, man, You can't sit down nowhere. You can't sit nowhere in Vegas. You just can't sit down nowhere. You spend $20 getting in. I should be able to sit down somewhere.
Vegas club forced you to dance to some shit that you would never dance to in your life because all the girls is on the floor dancing to it.
So. I'm okay with that, but I spent $20. I should be able to sit down.
I mean, you can also
you're right. They don't have no lounge club spots.
They ain't got no chill out.
You got to buy the table.
You got to buy the table. You got to put out $1,000.
You got to buy the table.
It's going to cost
the most expensive sit down in your life, right? I'm not doing that, man. Come on.
Not work them quads out, baby.
And you can't. I even try to get hip to that. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom and lean on the counter. Dude was like, it's $5, bro. Like, bullshit. I can't even sit on the counter? No, that's $5.
You can.
You know what I hate about Vegas, though, man? The only thing I hate about Vegas.
What you hate about Vegas?
Because, you know, here in California, you can't smoke nowhere.
Word.
You forget about that when you go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, they get down in there. Yo. It's chimney, chimney over there, right? You in there.
You come home, your throat burning. Oh, everything. Your clothes is all
trying to eat your pancakes and shit.
Yeah, smell like smoke.
Oh, the clothes is done.
You know, such thing as a smoking section, right? Like the smoke don't move. Like,
oh, my God. It's hazard.
I try to eat my breakfast burrito. And
oh, no question. That's it. No question. That's just, I mean.
Somebody asked the shit.
That should be all in your clothes, your mouth. Like,
that's terrible. Yeah. Oh, man, that's horrible. Yo, the club pays past me.
For Cali
man.
To understand that one again.
Yo, the club didn't pass me, man. But afterwards, go get my burrito with cheese, boy. Get my ball on your head. Sorry. I had to reminisce back then and everything. But yeah, the club tent. That was cool, too, man. After the club was over, you power up, man. Go get you some Mexican food. It went hand in hand with that. I think there was drinking, dancing, and Mexican.
In that order.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, afterwards, shit your brains out. But it was,
definitely a California thing. Come to San Diego.
Yeah.
We'll show you all about it.
I even tried that one time, but I was in, where was I? I ate the pancakes instead of like some tacos. It just didn't compliment the drunk.
Nah, you need Mexican food. You need
Mexican
greasy
food.
Greasy Mexican
club
food.
Is equivalent of being like on the East Coast and going to like the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Or fucking.
You ever been to you ever been to a mosh pit?
For what?
Like, what? Don't sleep. Don't sleep on that kid. Don't. Yeah, on purpose. I went to it one time. Yeah, it was dumb funny, man. It was cool.
White girls, huh?
No, man. No, I had never been to a slam dance thing before. I was thinking, you know, that black dude, they gonna mess my ass up. It was kind of dope.
Why would you go to that?
Well, you thought it was like a.
It was a work thing. Somebody it turned into some mosh pit.
You work for Onyx?
Fuck. Yo, man. I don't know how it happened, bro. But I was in the middle. I was getting mine, dog. I fucked somebody up. It was fun though, man. I ain't gonna front.
So you didn't have throwing punches?
Are you dancing, man? Well, that's what they do. I started to do the 1-2 for a second. Dude, try to clip me and stuff, but. Yeah, I recommend
ain't
it.
Doing that.
Put it on your bucket list. Nope. You ain't did it yet, man. Even now, I'll be old man and then trying to get it in. You son of a.
Yeah, I'll pass. I know.
Man, if I see somebody I got beef with in the mosh pit, I go.
I'm telling you, man, play some Smell Like Teen Spirit. Yeah.
It's old. Well, I'll pass.
What did you say?
Smell Like Teen Spirit.
What is that?
Nirvana.
Well, that's a
come
song.
Open your mouth.
Yo, my man P got a lot of white in him.
Yo, sometimes
you need. I like white songs, man.
Diversify your bonds, bitches.
Bring it back.
I do too.
What?
What's your favorite like guilty pleasure white song?
Ah, man, I couldn't tell you.
Now you got them in your head. Think about it.
I
can give you a few. I used to like that NXS joint.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, that's the shit. Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah. See, and I got all the white in me. He's the first one jumping in line. Yeah.
Yo, y'all used to like Boy George and the Culture Club?
No.
Hell yeah, you like
I didn't actually.
Time won't give me time.
And Keith takes the lead for the whitest black dude in the room, right?
Yo, it's gonna be a lot of black people watching this. Like, yo, I love Boy George. That's my shit.
Okay, you go shit on my.
Everybody like Boy George. You can't
come on. Come on, Dame. You got one, Dame.
Everybody like Boy George.
You got one. Come on, Dame. You got one.
My white people.
Yeah.
Oh man.
White on the low.
On the high.
No, I'm saying no. I'm to the Wham.
Oh, Wham was hot. George Michael.
Oh man.
You ain't like George Michael's either.
No, but you in like mosh pit though, right?
You're in mosh pits, but you don't like.
Hey.
Hey.
I said I like it.
Yo, sucker.
No, but I'm talking about straight white boys, long hair, rocks. Yeah. I can pour some sugar on me.
Nah, man.
What was that what was that one group with the cold November rain?
Bon Jovi?
Nah.
Alice Cooper.
The one drummer that happens yeah. down here all the time.
I think that's Bon Jovi, right? Nah, that's Slash, son. Yeah.
Slash, nah. Well, I ain't supposed to know. We ain't supposed to know.
I'm telling you. It's Dame coming in. It's white boy coming in.
I'm pretty sure it ain't Bon Jovi. People gonna be mad at us. They don't know who a man Slash is.
Slash was who?
Slash is the dude's name. He's the drummer for Bon Jovi.
Man.
Yeah, son.
You're gonna have to Google this shit now.
Damn, you said how I know?
I went to school in the Midwest.
Battle of the black white people.
Put money on.
Oh, so we got a bet going on right here, y'all.
They scare you, keep.
Ooh.
Keep talking, man. Keep talking. People are watching you at the family.
Oh, we got
Guns N' Roses, motherfucker. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. It's two different bands. What do you mean what the difference is?
Oh.
They got McDonald's. We got McDonald's.
You got so the Big Mac thing. And we got the Big Mac.
Whatever that means.
Oh, yeah, so, white boy.
See?
But look, though, he don't know about look like Howard Stern's with motherfuckers.
Yeah, Jerry Kerr. Yeah. He Googled up.
I Googled up. See?
Whatever.
Googler. You got to Google up.
Googler.
Whatever.
When people question you, you got to Googler.
Hey. I'm in tune with some of my whiteness.
I want to know who y'all favorite white group is out there. Hit us up in the comment section and let us know.
Don't even front. I mean, we talking you hard ass, you know, piping ass hard brothers in the hood. Yeah, y'all got a couple.
Every brother got a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, don't try to front.
That they like. You want to hear about it.
Yeah, no, I like Onyx. I like Jay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so hit us
up. Guns N' Roses.
Hit us up. Hold on. Facebook, Mixed Company Podcast.
Word.
IG. Mixed Company Podcast.
Mm.
YouTube.
Okay.
Mixed Company Podcast channel.
So the YouTube. Like
us.
Subscribe.
Comment.
Share.
Diss us. Like us.
Diss
hate
them.
Us. Love us. We love you.
Love me. Hate them.
Yeah. What he said.
What he said.
But I'm saying though, Mosh Pit, bro. Get on it.
Bucket.
We should do that, man. There's two things I want to do before I kick the bucket, bro. I'm going to run buck naked into the water at midnight.
I done and I'm that.
Why?
Done that?
Huh?
Why?
Why not, Dan?
What you want to do it for?
Because I want to be free. I want to be free.
You never skinny dip before?
I did that, man. When I was like, I was 21 years old, though. But I want to do it now. I'm like, old ass dude.
Oh, we want when your balls are low and you can kick them shits.
That's cold. Don't support
by your foot. You can punch them as you run into the water.
Don't grab at that, dude.
Hope you run in and the jellyfish sting your nuts, dragging on the smooth sand floor.
That's cold.
Pass.
You
crab,
ain't got no
like cartoon shit, crab. Fucking you ain't got no from your balls and shit.
That's cold. You ain't got no bucket list right now, Keith, man.
Yeah, my bucket list is to watch you do that dumb shit.
My bucket list is to throw your ass butt naked into the ocean and watch fucking jellyfish stand up.
Whatever.
Balls and shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Y'all just ain't in tune with your inner, you know.
Your inner weirdness.
Inner, you know, fantasies.
Now,
gentlemen.
My bucket list for sure. I want to be like fight one round of real boxing.
We
not the street fight that last 30 seconds y'all throwing
over
and shit.
That shit's good. But we gonna continue. We gonna start the next show with the bucket list. Should we come up with?
Fair enough.
And we should start it playing Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever you
I thought
whatever
Bon Jovi.
You
I got fucked
got
up.
Damn.
You did a Jedi mind trick on me. I thought I was wrong and shit.
I show love to my white band.
Whatever.
Yo, that's how we roll. Out. You know what I'm saying? Mixed Company in your ass. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
White boy style.
Yo, as always, we know you could be doing a lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's MIXXNUTT Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.